Well, time to catch up. First time in 2022 with Marie Edwards, our Bendigo West MP. Marie, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good. A few things to belt through. The Comm Games, having a dip at that, that'd be awesome for our area if it comes off.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And look, I think it's well known that Victoria, and certainly regional Victoria, we have some of the best facilities to hold some of those wonderful events that the Commonwealth Games would deliver. So we've entered into a heads of agreement with the Comm Games Federation and, of course, Commonwealth Games Australia. These are exclusive negotiations, but hopefully we'll bring the 2026 Commonwealth Games to the state. And as you know, Bendigo has a lot to offer in terms of showcasing sport. We have world-class facilities at our basketball stadium, at our hockey centre, at the tennis centre, out at Epsom, at the soccer grounds. We have an athletics track. We have a velodrome. We have lots here in Bendigo that would be beneficial to hold the Commonwealth Games event. Of course, we do want to share it around. We don't want to take all of the games events here in Bendigo, but I think certainly Bendigo is very well placed to support a Commonwealth Games bid.
Yeah, most certainly. Easing of restrictions, it continues. Probably a few people frustrated that not a couple that, you know, we've got to wait a week for a couple of them, but at the same time, that's also good news.
Oh, look, I think so. And I think, you know, a week isn't a long time to wait. In terms of the mask mandate, I think you're referring to. But
yeah.
I think in terms of where we are with the trends that the minister mentioned yesterday in hospital admissions coming down, ICU admissions coming down, I think it's a very cautious approach that we've taken. And we would continue to do that. I think people will be somewhat relieved, perhaps, that they don't have to QR code into retail areas anymore. And, of course, I think that makes a big difference. It is time-consuming, but it did serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And I think next week, hopefully, there will be further easing of restrictions.
The other thing I wanted to touch on, Marie, is which I think is just fantastic. Read earlier in the week about Tarrengower Prison celebrating the rehabilitation of its 500th foster greyhound, Boston. And this is a program that's working with the women at the prison there. And obviously, it's very beneficial for both parties, for the greyhounds and for the prisoners too, in terms of their rehabilitation.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been running for quite some time now, and it's done through Greyhound Racing Victoria with support of the Greyhound Adoption Program. And the 500th dog, whose name was Boston, you know, these dogs have been racing dogs. They do need rehabilitation to be rehomed. And the prisoners that look after these animals do an amazing job in getting them ready to be rehomed. It's about a 4 to 5 week course that the prisoners run to, you know, take responsibility for the exercising, socialisation of the dogs, and basically helping those dogs learn basic obedience skills. So it's a wonderful program with enormous benefits, not just for the dogs, but also for those prisoners, because it assists them with their rehabilitation when they come out of prison.
Yeah, no, well, I'm a huge lover of greyhounds and the whole adoption process and rehabilitation process. I think it's wonderful.
They are beautiful dogs and quite silky, actually, can I say?
Yeah, no, I know they are. Anyway.
But, you know, rehoming those animals who've come from the racetrack is really important. And there's a lot of greyhounds up for adoption. So if anyone is interested in adopting a greyhound, please get in touch with the Greyhound Adoption Program.
For sure. All righty. Hey, Marie, have to leave it there, but great to chat and look forward to chatting again in a couple of weeks with you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye. You too. All the very best. Marie Edwards, our Bendigo West MP on the wake-up call.